Hello, it's the 19th of August. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. The National Investigation Service has uncovered a possible suspect in the Mark Rutherford missing funds case. A sophisticated and organised cybercrime gang may have triggered the money transfer using a compromised email address to redirect existing bank details to a new account. HSB Bank information led investigators to Springfield Limited and its director, a Belgian woman in her 50s living in North London. Her personal Metro Bank account showed unusual activity during the time that the funds were taken, making her role in the incident far more likely. She no longer has links to the company or the London address, but authorities are continuing their search. A similar operation came close to extracting £3.2 million from Bedford Borough, but the transaction was caught before it could be executed. Property prices fell 0.2% across Bedford according to Land Registry data for the month of June, but in comparison with 2021 figures, overall growth is up by 12.6%. The average house price is now close to £344,000. Guild House is officially closing its doors on the 26th of August after 60 years of service to Bedford Borough residents. The charity provided activities, classes and other assistance for those 50 and over. Following a budget shortfall last year, 56 Harbour Street was given only a temporary reprieve. Many expressed gratitude to the organisation on social media for the contribution made to improve the lives of the older population. Students across the county received the results of their A-levels yesterday after sitting for their exams for the first time since 2019. The successful participants were universally praised for maintaining discipline through the pandemic and achieving a high level of excellence. That's all for this week. Have a great weekend. I'll be back on Monday with your Bedford News updates.